Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at the NWFA meeting in New Orleans, and I'm with Pat Oakley, the president of Mullican Flooring. Pat, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. It's always good to see you.
It's been a while since we've talked. You've got an expanded role here. I introduced you as president. You took that role over January 1st. Neil Poland is still involved as chairman, but you've expanded from being in charge of sales to now having the day-to-day for the entire operation, right?
Yeah, that's correct, Kemp. First of all, I want to congratulate Michael Martin and the NWFA board on a tremendous turnout for the show. I mean, it's impressive. I don't know what the numbers will be, but it was awfully busy last night at the opening ceremonies. As far as my new role, I mean, most of my time has been spent focused on completing three major capital projects that we started, actually going back to 2022. Took us a little longer to get those rolling and completed, but we're really close to getting those wrapped up. Two of the projects are in the Johnson City, Tennessee engineered facility related to the milling lines. And then the third is at our Norton, Virginia production facility, which is a major process improvement project up there, which will, you know, really help us. On top of all that, we just completed the implementation of SAP company-wide, so it's been a pretty busy 6 months.
Okay. Well, SAP can be a disruptor, so you got through that, huh?
Yeah, we survived that. We still have some tweaking to do, as everybody does, but I think we're over the hurdle with that one.
I'll have to rib Neil for leaving right before that. That was probably not an accident. So most people know Mullican, a top five company in the wood flooring business, as you said, based in Johnson City, Tennessee. Quickly on your background, you stepping in this role, but you've actually been at Mullican for a long time, right?
Yeah, Kemp, I started with Mullican in 2000 as a regional sales manager and then moved to Johnson City in 2006, heading up all sales. From there, transitioned to VP of Sales and Marketing, rebranded the company. I think that's probably the last time we spoke was after we had rebranded the company. Now on to the next adventure here as president. Looking forward to it. Very excited.
Tell us how's business right now.
You know, January and February were really a repeat of the last 6 months of 2023, still pretty soft. We have absolutely seen improvement in March, and that's carried through into April. So we're optimistic that there's some momentum in the market, and hopefully we can continue to ride this out. I don't know if we're going to see all the business that we want to see in the future really based upon interest rates still kind of hanging where they are, a little bit on the high side. We need to see that come down before we really see this thing catch momentum.
Isn't it crazy? Step back further and you look at a wider window of business. We couldn't get enough through COVID, and sales were fantastic. And then after COVID and then when interest rates rose, it died off a little bit, didn't it?
Yeah, that's absolutely what happened. To get the residential replacement, you've got to have that turnover in housing, new construction. People have to be willing to go out and trade that 3.5% mortgage for a higher mortgage rate. Right now, it's not happening.
Tell me, we're looking at this right now because we're doing our annual report in the May issue. Tell us why domestic sales of solid hardwood are doing better than domestic sales of engineered hardwood.
I think the solid business is unique. It's different. I'm not sure it really is impacted by the imitators, whether it's laminate or SPC. It's kind of standalone at the upper end of the market.
Okay, so what you're saying is that some of the thinner engineered hardwood that's out there is being impacted by the plastic alternatives, and the solid's more of a luxury product. Let me take this a little bit further. We've heard recently about the SPC failures, and it's really in the thinner products that have too much filler in them, but builders are seeing that, you know, they go and put this flooring in, they put cabinets down, and then the click system fails. Do you think that's going to have the builders move back over to hardwood?
Yeah, I think initially with the vinyl products, the entry-level engineered suffered the most. To your point, I think what's happening is because of some of the issues in the field that the builders are returning back to entry-level hardwood, which is very promising and encouraging. If that trend continues, that'll really be a big boost for us.
We're at this show. I know this is not really a selling show because it's mostly, you know, brand building. You've got the sand and finish craftsmen here. I think that's the biggest group of individuals that are here. But you're here and you've got your brand up the escalator. You're building your brand in a big way. You actually, though, are introducing products at this show, right?
Yeah, that's correct. We have a new introduction called Haven and Serenity. They are both 3/8, 7-inch wide in hickory and white oak, and they are targeted for that builder market, which we just discussed. So this is probably good timing for us to introduce this particular product.
Last night I was listening to Michael from the stage. He was talking about a sustainability message, the fact that wood has now an EPD. That's becoming an important message, especially with some of these millennials that are coming up and deciding they're going to redo their homes, right?
Yeah, sustainability is an area, as an industry, we need to keep building upon that story. I don't think we've done a great job yet. There's a lot more to be told. We need to invest more resources in the sustainability story. But it's certainly, you know, as you look into the future, I mean, that's going to drive the consumer toward wood because it's the natural product. It's eco-friendly. It's not plastic. It doesn't go into a landfill. I mean, there's a lot of positive things around wood as a category.
It actually has the lowest carbon footprint of all flooring categories is what we learned last night, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
All right, Pat, it's great to spend time with you, especially in your new role. Congratulations on that. Again, been talking to Pat Oakley, the president of Mullican Flooring, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaAlley.net.